Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Jess belt sounding round the open fire, Fraulein Kost nipping at your nose. Although it's been said many times, many ways, welcome back to a broad-waisted Carol Channing.
We hope you enjoyed part one and are excited to jump back into our take on Charles Dickens' classic tale with a broad-waisted twist.
When we left off, Ticket Feaser Scrooge and the Toast of Broadway Past had begun their journey to the past.
I think we already used that one, Journey to the Past.
Yeah, I know. It just worked really well in the sentence, so I wanted it.
No, I get it. I drove myself crazy trying to make sure we never repeated a reference, but then I thought, that's just a new deal. Useless.
Okay, enough. Attention. When you're home this holiday season, don't black out those good feelings. Please join Broadwasted in spreading the joy and cheer this holiday season by supporting Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. We could tell you hundreds of stories, 96,000, maybe about how this incredible organization is the sunrise that lets people breathe and see the light when the sun goes down. We seriously can't give them enough alabanza, so join the club and open your hearts this holiday season along with a bottle of cold champagne.
So is it time to start part two of Broadwasted Carol Channing?
Everything I know tells me it won't be long now.
Great. Then without...
Wait. One, two...
Piragua! Okay, now I'm done.
Great.
Feel better?
No me diga.
And now we can cross off in the heights.
But let's get started, shall we? We're back to Jingle Bell Rock Your World with the next part of Scrooge's journey. So enjoy part two of A Broad-Waisted Carol, Channing.
Ticket fees, open your eyes. You haven't opened them since we arrived.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm afraid.
Of your past? But Scrooge, all I can show you are shadows of the things that have already been. We cannot be harmed by what has already happened.
But I'd rather pretend I'm something better than these broken parts. Pretend I'm something better than this mess that I am, so I don't have to look at it and no one gets to look at it. No one can really see.
You're right, Ticket Feaser. No one can see until they open their eyes. And you've been given a chance to find a way back to then. So give it a chance and tell me, who is that small boy sitting on the bleachers alone?
Scrooge opened his eyes and found himself in a place he hadn't thought of in a long time. A place he had truly blocked away in his mind.
Do you know where we are, Ticket Feaser?
Know it? I'd recognize it blindfolded. This was the camp I attended as a child. A sports ball camp.
But you're not playing sports ball with the other children, are you?
No. I'm sitting and watching children play sports ball. I'm watching children play sports ball. I'm watching Jewish boys who cannot play sports ball play sports ball.
You just couldn't get your head in the game, though, could you?
No. There was no I in TEAM for me, for I belonged in the theater.
There's no I in theater?
Acting. There's an I in acting.
Yeah, okay. It's a stretch, but I'll give it to you.
I know this is a dark you know well, Ticket Feaser, but behold, this memory is not as dark as it may seem. Do you know this funny girl who seems to be running up to you filled with excitement?
Ticket! Ticket! Oh, Ticket Feaser!
Oh, Spirit, it's my little sister, Fanny. Why did you call her a funny girl?
Well, if a girl isn't pretty...
My love makes her beautiful. She was the greatest star. spirit, a person who needed people. She was one of the luckiest people in the world.
Oh, Ticket, I've come to take you home for good. Father is ever so much kinder now, and he's tried to make me happy, but I've told him I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else. And for once, he didn't rain on my parade. He actually agreed with me and said you could come home. Home to Henry Street.
Oh, Fanny, what a lovely holiday surprise. And look at you all grown up. Who are you now? The little duckling is turning into the swan.
Come! I have a car service outside. Let's go out and celebrate. I want to be seen with you tonight. Let's just enjoy being together for this special season and find a place filled with the music that makes me dance.
She died young, your sister Fanny.
Yes, she did.
Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Do not let it grieve you, for no one leaves for good. And Fanny left behind a child.
Yes, my niece, Fred. She has her eyes. She has my Fanny's hazel eyes. The eyes that closed and left me all alone. I just...
What is it?
I just wish I'd been nicer to my niece when I saw her today. That's all. Now, please, there must be other memories to visit in these shadow lands.
Yes. Let us visit another holiday season, some years later, when you are no longer a boy, but a young man.
The gymnasium melted away, and Scrooge and the Toast of Broadway Past were transported through time.
As the space around him materialized, Scrooge immediately recognized the room from his past, as if he had just been there yesterday.
Scrooge and the spirit were standing in a large, warm room, cluttered with furniture covered in drawings, playbills, and papers. An excited energy seemed to permeate the air and bring old Scrooge to life as he skipped around the space, taking everything in.
Do you know this place, Ticket Feezer?
Know it? It's the Lights of Broadway Show Cards Workshop. I interned here as a young man. There I am now.
Into the room strode an attractive man full of life and vitality. He was carrying a clipboard and moving too fast as he frantically spoke into the phone.
Yes, I wanted that next shipment of cards sent out this week. Well, of course I know it's the holidays. I am trying to run a business here, so you gonna help me? Now, you may see me going through it, you may think there's nothing to it, but I simply cannot do it alone. Hello?
Ticket Feezer, come now, put down the work for the night. It's the holidays.
When old Scrooge beheld the warm and festive man who entered with a smile, his old eyes lit up like fireworks. Look at the fireworks.
Enough in the heights, Brian.
Sorry. Scrooge was finally fully dressed because he had a smile from ear to ear to ear.
And not from head to toe. What? That matters.
Scrooge, do you know this man?
Oh, it's my old employer, the artist behind the Lights of Broadway Show Cards, good old Fezziesquiggs.
Mr. Fezziesquiggs, I was just on the phone with the shipping office, and they were telling me they won't be able to ship by tomorrow.
Ticket Feezer, please, drink with me. Today's gone by. Forget about working and another day, because here we are, and what was once a world is a star. Tonight! It's my annual holiday party. Come, tonight we celebrate. Let's raise a glass.
But Mr. Fezziesquiggs...
No time. The party guests are here. Welcome to my party. Glad you stumbled in. Welcome to my party.
Mr. Fezziesquiggs, where's the ice?
Party!
Ticket Feezer, I absolutely order you to have fun. And to help things along, all I need is the girl. So, Ticket Feezer, I'd like to introduce my daughter. Look, here she comes. The girl who's strange but special. A most peculiar mademoiselle. It's a pity and a sin she doesn't quite fit in, because she really is a funny girl. A beauty, but a funny girl. She really is a funny girl. My daughter, Belle. Belle, meet Ticket Feezer.
Old Ticket Feezer Scrooge watched intently as his younger self looked up from the clipboard to see a beautiful, sweet girl in a white dress with a blue satin sash. You could see it in the younger man's eyes. In his life, there were so many questions and answers that somehow seemed wrong.
How strange. This feeling that my life's begun at last? This change. Can people really fall in love so fast? Ah, miss.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. You forget yourself.
If I told you all the words I've yet to say, would they matter, or would you simply turn and walk away? If I hold you, would you tell me I should go? Do I chance it, or would it just be better not to know?
Why don't you ask me to dance? After all, the best things happen while you're dancing.
But I don't dance. Don't ask me.
Then I guess this is goodbye, old pal.
Wait!
What do you say, Ticket Feaser? Take a chance on me?
I have two left feet, but I might as well enjoy the trip. Let's go dancing through life. Oh, sorry.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
Oops. No.
Oh, God.
Be careful, okay?
Ah.
Tell me, Ticket Feaser, why do you look so sad at what seems to be such a joyous meeting of two young people? I have truly not seen you happier than you were in this moment.
It's nothing.
You're trembling. Are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid of anyone. Not a soul alive can get behind this wall. So let them call and watch them fall, because after all...
You're not afraid? Then what is it that you felt?
I felt nothing. Shall we move on from this night?
Just 1 year away, though the setting is the same. But so much has happened in a year, hasn't it, Ticket Feaser? How do you measure a year? Measure in love?
The rooms seemed to change, and yet many things remained. Most of the people were the same, just in different outfits, and with subtle signs that Father Time had gently kissed their faces and hands with a reminder that everything changes. But young Scrooge and Belle were still together with their arms around each other, and it seemed they were the new romance.
Do you remember this moment, Ticket Feaser?
Yes. This is the night I popped the question.
Think of it. A secret engagement. Look, my future bride, just think of it.
But why is it secret? What have we to hide?
Nothing. But that's also all I have to show for myself, Belle. Nothing. That's all I have to offer you. A life of nothing.
I don't need anything but you.
But I do. I want to provide a real life for us. I don't want us to find ourselves free just like everyone to wear rags. And I can't buy a better life with dreams. I can't spend my whole life dreaming. Though I know that's all I seem inclined to do, I ain't getting any younger, and I want to start brand new. I need space and fresh air. Let them laugh in my face. I don't care. Save my place.
Shh, Ticket Feaser. It's okay. As long as you love me, I don't care who knows. Just be real. That's all I'm asking. Not some painting in my head. 'Cause I'm dead if I can't count on you today. I've got nothing if I ain't got Ticket Feaser Scrooge.
Oh, Belle.
Ask me how to describe this whole beautiful thing.
Well, if I were you, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Oh, toast of Broadway past. Why can't it be like it was? I liked the way that it was. Oh, things were easier then.
Trouble is, Ticket Feaser, that's what everyone does. Blames the way it is on the way it was.
On the way it never, ever was.
There's one more memory with Belle.
I don't know if I can bear to see it.
Don't turn away. It's only love.
Love changes everything.
The party suddenly melted away, and Scrooge and the toast of Christmas past traveled a few years ahead. As the new memory began to materialize, Scrooge's heart sank, for he knew it was coming. Young man Scrooge seemed to have aged quite a lot in the few years that had passed. He was now hunched over a laptop, typing away. Belle appeared in the doorway, clearly showing the signs of days and days and days.
Should I wear my red dress or blue?
Red.
What?
The Follies, Ticket Feaser!
I have to finish this draft.
Oh, you fool! Take her out. Do what she needs. Just look at her. Look at her pale and ivory skin. Oh, look at her looking so sad, so queer. Promise not to retreat to the darkness, back to your laptop. Not to you, not to you. Look at her, look at her.
These are but the shadows of things that have been, Ticket Feaser. You must live with what's real. Let go of what's past. and maybe you'll see it at last.
Please, Belle, I need to work. I will see you later.
When, Ticket Feaser? You never seem to have time for me anymore.
I'm working here so that we can have our dream.
And I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that, aren't I?
Belle,
Ticket Feaser, wait. I will always remember the first stolen moments. There you were, kissing me, and time seemed to freeze. Now I stand at a crossroad, and I stare at a question. If prayer were the answer, I'd fall on my knees. But forward is calling, and I cannot stay here. A parting of souls as I try to move on. How do I forget the dream you shared with me?
Belle, can't we talk about this later?
There's no reason for me to stay.
What about love? Come on, just mention love. The timing's bad, I know, but I see what I didn't make clear, that you belong right here, that you don't have to go. Boy, just tell her you're so much in love.
Another idol has replaced me in your heart. A golden one, shaped like a Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
You are no longer the man who asked me to marry him, and I'm tired of waiting for him to magically appear again. Tell me the truth, Ticket Feaser. If someone like you met someone like me, now, the way that I am, do you think suddenly nothing would ever be the same? Do you?
Please, you fool, I beg you, run away with her. Texas in the summer is cool. You'll be on the road like Jack Kerouac looking back. Belle is ready to go. Don't you dare say the words that will chill all the air.
You will not accept who I am. I am what I do, which you knew, which you always knew, which I thought you were a part of.
No, you are complete, Ticket Feaser. You, all alone. We do not belong together. So anyway, I'm leaving. I thought you'd like to know. I just came to say goodbye, love. Goodbye.
No, Belle, don't walk away from me. I have nothing, nothing, nothing if I don't have you.
May you be happy with the life you have chosen.
So let the moments fly. Autumn, winter, I'll forget you by next year. Some year, though it's hell that I'm going through.
Some Tuesday, Thursday, April, August, autumn, winter, next year. Some year, time heals everything.
Time heals everything.
But loving you.
But back then, you felt differently.
Who needs Belle? There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. Who needs the headache? I have money, I have things. Each possession you possess helps your spirits to soar. That's what's soothing about excess. Never settle for something less. Something's better than nothing, yes. But nothing's better than more.
Please, spirit, no more curses we can't undo, set by choices we clearly blew. No more.
Take it, Feaser.
No more memories. No more silent tears. No more gazing across the wasted years. I need to say goodbye.
My time is coming to an end. But don't forget, Ticket Feaser. I chose, and my world was shaken. So what? The choice may have been mistaken. The choosing was not. You have to move on!
No!
And just like that, Scrooge is back in his own bed, jumping up as if he'd been awoken by that really crazy sensation when you feel like you're falling, but you actually aren't falling.
Scrooge in his bed, wondering if that experience had really happened, or if it was like a spooky Mormon hell dream of his past.
Right, and now we're moving into the toast of Broadway presence entrance.
Spoiler alert.
No, I just thought I would bring it up because I was wondering if that's who I'm playing. I mean, you guys still haven't told me what special character I step into, and I know Kimberly's is coming up here soon, and Brian is...
Kevin, it's kind of,
Let's just tell him the truth, Brian. See, Kevin, the thing is we forgot to
tell you that your part is a surprise. We're just gonna shout out for you to jump in. It'll be fun. Suspenseful element of not knowing who you're playing until we figure it out. I mean tell you.
Okay, I'm ready. It'll be my one perfect moment in time. All right, so let's go on, shall
we? Yep, and I'm gonna go get ready for my part.
Yeah, you better change into your costume.
Kevin.
Just go, Kimberly. Oh, and good luck.
Brian, it's bad luck to say good luck on opening night.
Good luck.
Good grief.
Scrooge, having decided it had all been a bad dream, rested his head back on his pillow.
The past. Zootabah humbug. And Belle? I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget, rather like a habit one can always break. And yet... Azutaba humbug.
Scrooge was just about to drift off to that place where dreams are born and time is never planned, when suddenly Scrooge's room seemed to fill with light. Scrooge sat up and immediately saw the light was spilling in from under the bedroom door. The light was coming from the living room.
The light seems to be coming from the living room.
I just said that.
We need some light. First of all, we need some light. You can't sit here in the dark and all alone. It's a sorry sight. It's just you and me. We'll live. You'll see.
Who's there?
Come in, and know me better, man.
How do I know you won't attack me as soon as I open the door?
Guess you'll just have to take a leap of faith, Ticket Feaser.
Are you the second spirit of whose coming I was foretold?
I am. I am the Toast of Broadway Present.
He was a giant, majestic man clad in a coat of many colors. How he loved his coat of many colors. It was red and yellow and green and
white. Yeah, many colors, they get it.
Take my hand, Ticket Feaser, and I'll lead you to salvation.
Whose salvation?
Yours. Yours. Yours!
And with that, off they soared through the window and into the sky that seemed to quickly change from night to day. When they touched down on the ground, they were in the middle of a vibrant and bustling marketplace filled with people laughing, smiling, and looking around excitedly.
Spirit, what's this?
This is the Broadway Flea Market, one of the many exciting and important events that Broadway Cares, Equity Fights, AIDS organizes and puts on every year to help those less fortunate. For me, when I'm at the Broadway Flea Market, that's when I know the holiday season is finally beginning.
This is incredible, Spirit. So many things to see. Look over there. Oh my God, how very odd. And what might they be? Something splendid, maybe.
Look over here. Can you bust? Isn't it just bedazzling, dazing, utterly amazing? Gazing round, it's like to die.
Yes, but all these people spending money, opening their pockets like this and just...
spreading love. It's true what they say, Ticket Feaser. It's in the singing of the street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true. Wherever you find love, it feels like the holidays. And there's no more love anywhere in the world than here. Well, actually, I can think of one more place. Come on!
The Broadway Flea Market melted away to darkness, then lights up on Washington Heights up at the break of...
Brian, seriously?
Kevin, my name is Brian Plofsky, and I think I'm a linaholic. Or an linaholic works.
Let's just continue this story.
Actually, I have to go prep for my part. It's coming up.
Oh, right. Well, break a leg.
Thanks.
Scrooge looked up at the old, rundown apartment building down in Washington Heights and then looked back confused.
Spirit, why have you brought me here to this place? Above Central Park, no less. I don't know anyone above 96th Street.
No, you don't, huh? Well, how about the man coming down the street with his young boy on his shoulders?
Is that? Yes, it is. It's my assistant, Bobby Cratchit. I didn't know he had a son. What are they doing?
It looks like they're having fun.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far. But sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together. Wherever I go, I know he goes.
Wherever I go, I know he goes.
No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos.
Amigos.
Amigos.
Together.
Tap solo. Wow. Yes, son. A triple time step. Oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's all right, Tapping Tim. You're okay, you're okay. Here, back you go on my shoulder.
I can almost do it, Papa. Papa, can you hear me? Papa, did you see me? I almost did the whole dance just like Billy Elliot.
You did it, Tapping Tim. I saw you, and one day you'll be even better than Billy Elliot. No one will be able to stop the beat when you start dancing, I promise. But for today, Tim, I think we should at least take an equity 10, don't you? That's 10 minutes, folks.
Thank you, 10. One day, Papa, I'll be an even better dancer in a few years. Right, Papa? Like in 6 years? How old will I be in 6 years?
You'll be 13.
13! Sorry, continue.
Don't worry, Papa. I'll be so much better. I'll be so much better. I'll be so much better than before. Right, Papa?
Come on, Tim. Let's get inside. The others will be waiting for us.
Spirit, what's wrong with Cratchit's son, Tapping Tim?
I don't know. They don't ever really make it clear in the book. So let's just say he has whatever Fosca had in Passion that made her super sick and on the verge of death.
Depression, loneliness, and a broken heart?
Okay, let's just say he has really bad pneumonia. But come on, Scrooge. Let's see what the Cratchit family's doing for the holidays.
Scrooge and the Toast of Broadway present floated up in the air and seemed to pass through the wall of the building and into a small but cozy apartment. A sweet but tired woman entered the room, smiling.
Come, children. Mary, Colin, Dickon. Let's get this place tidied up. Your sister Martha will be home soon, then your father and Tapping Tim. And if we don't clean this place, there won't be room for all of us.
But, Mother, it's the holidays. We don't want to clean.
It's not the holidays until everything is ready and everyone is home. Now get the lemon pledge and dust. They should be facing the same direction. When he gets up here, he wants it ready. We have to get it done before he wants.
Martha!
Happy holidays, everyone.
Welcome home, Martha.
Happy holidays, Mother.
What did you bring us?
Colin, your sister just walked in the door. Give her a moment to breathe before you start picking her pockets.
Martha, please.
Well, if I had a fine white horse, I'd take you for a ride today. But since I have no fine white horse, inside we'll have to stay. Now off you go. Help get everything ready for Father coming home with Tim. Go!
They're coming! I can see them coming up the street from the window! Hide, Martha! Hide!
Oh, hello, everyone! My dear wife, Colin, Dickon, Mary. Wait, where's Martha?
Here, sit down, love. Dickon, take Tim outside to the garden.
You mean the fire escape?
Yes.
Come on, Tim. I'll teach you how to know when the thing is wick.
What is it? What's wrong?
Martha's not coming, Papa.
Not coming? Not coming for the holidays?
She's not here. She's not here. Love, I know you know.
Here I am, Papa!
Martha!
I couldn't let you be sad for one more second. Of course I've come home. And I have to say, it feels amazing to be back in this place. I forgot how it felt to live in a big place. My studio is so tiny.
Spirit, did she just call this place big? She can't be serious.
It's her home, Scrooge. Home should be where the heart is. Never were words so true.
Martha, would you mind helping your siblings get cleaned up for dinner? Everything's almost ready.
All right, you monsters.
Martha, careful the things you say. Children will listen.
Let's go, Munchkins. Let's get cleaned up for dinner.
How was Tim?
As good as gold and better. He said he hoped people saw him and knew that he believes every new day he gets to experience is a wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles. Oh, Tim.
Daddy! Hey, Daddy, come here, okay? I need you. Wait, what's wrong, Papa?
Nothing. I'm just happy to have everyone home.
Don't worry, Papa. Some things are meant to be. The tide turning endlessly. The way it takes hold of me, no matter what I do. And some things will never die. The promise of who you are. Your memories when I am far from you.
All right, Tim. Let's get you into your seat. Let's go, everyone. It's supper time.
What a remarkable boy, Tapping Tim. Spirit, tell me, will he live?
If these circumstances remained unaltered, Let's just say no one will be calling Tapping Tim the boy who lived. He's a cursed child.
He can't die. There must be some other way.
Are there no orphanages? Are there no chain gangs?
Monsieur, don't mock me now, I pray. A child could die.
Well, if he'd rather die, then he'd better do it and decrease the standing room population.
Come, everyone. Before we eat, let's say a blessing.
But, Mother, look at all this food. Glorious food.
You've really outdone yourself, my dear. Everyone will be wanting to come for Mrs. Cratchit's meat pie, the best pie in London.
All right, thank you. But a quick blessing. Let us be glad. Let us be grateful.
And bless my soul. Herc is on a roll.
Aww.
That's right, Tim.
Bless my soul. Herc is on a roll.
The Cratchit's apartment began to slowly melt away, and as it did, Scrooge rushed forward, almost as if he was trying to reach out to Tapping Tim. But before he could reach him, it all faded away. It all faded away. It all faded away. But Scrooge.
Tell me, Spirit, where are you taking me?
I'm about to change your life.
Then by all means, lead the way.
And with that, Scrooge's adventure with the Toast of Broadway Present continued. But to hear the thrilling conclusion of this tale, you'll have to tune in next week. But until then, here's a special message about the true meaning of the holidays and the true motivation behind this masquerade through Charles Dickens' classic tale.
Hey everyone, happy holidays. My name is Jenna Ushkowitz.
Aaron Albano.
Kara Lindsay.
Leslie Margarita.
What's up, y'all? This is James Monroe Iglehart.
J. Armstrong Johnson.
Telly Leung.
Adam Kaplan.
Haley Pacham.
Hannah Ellis.
Sarah Marie Jenkins.
Alana Levine.
Jillian Pensavalli.
Robbie Rosell.
This is Mo Brady.
And Nika Graf Lanzaroni.
Andrew Brightus.
My name is Squiggs.
My name is Caesar Samayo. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS helps men, women, and children across the country and across the street receive life-saving medications,
healthcare, nutritious meals, counseling, and emergency financial assistance.
Since 1988,
Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS has raised more than $285 million
for essential services for people with HIV and AIDS and other critical illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C.
They've also awarded annual grants to more than 450 family service organizations nationwide.
The great Jonathan Larson wrote,
"Share love, give love, spread love.
Please donate now to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS
and help everyone to celebrate this season of love this holiday season."
To give your holiday gift to Broadway Cares, visit donate.broadwaycares.org/broadwasted.
Don't throw away your shot to make a difference.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for supporting BCEFA.
Happy holidays!
And may your 2018 be as bountiful as Laura Dern's 2017.
Don't miss part three next week. But as we end every episode...
Zoot doo wah boom!
Sorry, I can't do it again. Broadway
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.